Hi, this is Alan Carrington. I'm here now at Azusa Pacific University in the Los Angeles area. And with me is a very good friend and somebody who's becoming a very good friend very quickly is Richard Morris from Missions Aviation Fellowship Learning Technologies, who's going to be my travelling buddy for most of the trip, and Terry Franson. Terry is the Senior Vice President of Student Life and Dean of Students at Asia Pacific. Terry, look, you've been sort of chatting with us over lunch, and quite frankly, everything you're saying to about this quality of student life here is really exciting. Tell us again what you do.
Yes, I have two titles, the Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and basically I hold the umbrella of the out-of-the-classroom experience. Everything from our residence halls to our campus safety to our chapel programming to athletics, and the list goes on, about 25-26 different departments. And so it's just been a lovely job. I've been here since 1978.
That's a long time. Tell me, today the classroom is changing. I mean, literally, the classroom is becoming non-existent. We're calling them learning spaces. As I shared with you over lunch, that we've introduced a thing called the Learning Hub in Adelaide, which is literally a multi-million dollar complex, which has had a huge impact, rather, not impact, but input from the students. What do you think of the today's students versus the 1978 version? Where are the students at?
They're amazing. The students that we have here at the university have a huge heart for justice, justice for all people. It's been very interesting, the kinds of things that the young people here are concerned with far outweigh and outmeasure what I was concerned with when I was their age in college.
Would you call it they're more interested in the big picture? The big problems, the big challenges?
Yeah, righting the wrongs of society, economic injustice, injustice related to race, injustice related to educational opportunities and experience. We have a lot of students that have a huge heart for the entire world. Students who are very active in our local communities in Greater Los Angeles. We're, as you know, a border country to Mexico. We have numbers of students that go down and serve and minister down in Mexico as well as around the world. We'll send as many as 25 to 30 groups out around the world every summer.
Terry, do you think that's characteristic of the student in America, or is the justice come out of their Christian experience, or does it come out of the new breed of student?
Well, I think both. I think you see a new breed of student where everybody matters.
Yep.
And equality for all is extremely important. And they will champion the rights of their fellow person, as well as, I think, with the kind of school we are, a faith-based Christian school, it's core and central to who we are with our Wesleyan holiness tradition and the social consciousness that comes with that.
You shared this concept. What would you call it? Alpha program. Can you tell me a little bit about that? That sounds absolutely fascinating, actually. Well, chime in, Richard, anytime.
Yeah, I think as the university has grown, we have well over 5,000 traditional undergrads, and then our graduate program equally is big, so maybe someplace 10 or 11,000. But what we have realized more and more all the time is the importance of creating natural affinity groups where young people can interact with one another. And as technology has advanced, one of the things that we're realizing is oftentimes young people don't feel very comfortable in a more deep or intimate interaction with their brother or sister simply because a lot of their interaction has come through technology.
You're not talking blood brothers and sisters. You're just talking about friends. Is that what it is?
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. Just friends. So with our Alpha program, it's a first-year program. If we have, say, 1,500 new students, those students will be paired in a 1-to-10 ratio with a sophomore, a second-year student who's got leadership abilities. So there'll be a group of 10 that's mixed, women and men, transfers, commuters, transfers, residential students. And they will meet the entire first semester as a small community. Then there's other communities like in residence life. You know, if you live on campus, you might be part of an alpha group, which is a 1-to-10 ratio, where you're getting to know, you know, 9 other people really well, and you have a leader who's helping facilitate that interaction. Then if you choose to live in a residence hall, you'll also have affinity groups with the living area that you're in. It might be your wing, which may have, say, 30 students living in a dormitory kind of a living experience. And then you'd have a resident advisor who would oversee the interaction. And
is that a staff member or is it another student, resident advisor?
Another student. I'm glad you asked that. We have a cohort of about, next year we'll probably have close to 600 student leaders. And they will.
Do they get graded for that?
No. Those are just different kinds of student life experiences. Everything from, say, a campus safety leader, student leader, or an alpha leader, or a residence advisor, or a captain of an athletic team, or a leader of a music team, or a choir. Some of our teams that are led overseas or into Mexico have these student leaders. So we'll come together as a leadership community of about 500 or 600 student leaders about 6 times a year. So there, again, is another affinity group. I guess my point here is how to create smaller communities within a larger community.
Right. Is this something that was homegrown at AP, or is it, do you see it other places, or have you seen this sort of thing work in other universities? Put it that way.
Oh, absolutely. This is not novel to APU. This kind of work has gone on in both faith-based schools and, you know, secular schools across America. I think probably what might define APU is we're very, very intentional about community as it relates to, you know, the students here, is the creating community here and creating community within our local.
To what end, Terry?
To what end as far as how do we create community, or yeah, why are we doing
it? The purpose of creating a more intensive community experience, what are your goals with that?
The goals are being able to learn and live together. Those who come from different kinds of experiences to learn from their experiences, to realize that we're all part of the sisterhood and the brotherhood of humankind. And that we're all in this together, and everybody matters. Everybody matters that comes to Azusa Pacific, regardless of whatever your background or your leanings are politically or gender or whatever it is, that everybody matters, and all voices have a voice at the table.
Yeah, would you say that all the students or the majority of students that come to AP are Christians?
I'd say, depending on how we define that, that probably most at some point in time in their life decided that Jesus was the way for them.
Okay.
Now, some come from a Catholic persuasion, some come from a Pentecostal persuasion, some come from more mainline kinds of experiences. But we will have, I'd say, 10 to 15% students who come here just kind of wondering, maybe unconvinced, maybe seeking. And this is a wonderful place. Again, nobody here is trying to force, you know, a dogma down your throat. It's come and we'll learn together, and let me show you what I know and what I've learned. And we're very intentional about that. And
What do you think that AP does best as the student experience?
I didn't say
it was going to be fair questions.
Yeah, no. I think our academic experience is stellar. It's becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. So you come here, you're going to get a great education from wonderful faculty who, it's not just about the classroom for them. The classroom is very important, but it's about your life and your transformation. Our mission statement is, you know, encompassed, if I can tie it down tight, the transformation of students' lives as disciples and scholars to bring the loving, powerful, life-changing message of Jesus wherever they might go. And so I'd say our academics are excellent. I would say that our student life experience outside of the classroom, and really, as you said, what is the classroom anymore? I mean, the classroom is everything. The learning lab is
we don't even call it that anymore. We call them learning spaces. I mean, that's a global phenomenon in education.
Yeah. So I think Azusa Pacific is a very unique place where the whole person, the mind, body, and soul, are so important in the terms of in terms of one's total transformative educational experience while they're here.
And the academics all buy into the changing nature of the student experience? Sounds like they do.
Yeah, I mean, we're so large that we have to be very intentional with the student life side of it, with the academic community. And our team, like in student life, our leaders in student life, many of them are doctorally qualified. They teach classes. We have many faculty that, for instance, speak in our chapel on committees. We're always trying to learn together and create more and more of a seamless environment and not have this direction over here and this direction over
here. How many students has AP got?
Traditional undergrad right now we're over 5,000, and it'll grow next year maybe another 300 traditional undergrads.
And we refer to full-time FTE, full-time equivalents. Okay, so now we've got online as well. You've got AP online. Yeah. Is that there going to be more students on top of the 5,000? It's not by university. My university's got 19,000.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay, so they're going to be really interested, as I said, in what you're talking about. Trust me. Do you see the new, we referred to this earlier, the new generation of students, how are they different?
They're very exciting. Again, I think their core is justice for all. I see that not just at APU, but I see that in that this generation, the 18 to 22-year-olds, that they're going to be willing to stand up where they feel like there's injustice, and that... I think going back to them having come through a high advancing in growth of technology, they're very different than, you know, 5 years ago or 8 years ago or 10 years ago. Keeping up with it for us is challenging. However, the heart and soul of these young people is, I think, the depth is going deeper in what I'm picking up more and more. And I don't think that's just indicative to APU. It is about getting that degree, but it is about using that degree
make a difference
to make this world a better place. You know, however that plays out in what their chosen professions or life direction is.
I've been talking with Terry Franson, and Richard said the least amount he said in the last 10 minutes, and I've heard him for ages. I'm Alan Carrington. Thanks for your time, guys.